They dressed him up. After his trial by Pilate, Jesus was mocked by the Roman soldiers charged with his death. So far in this story, we have encountered the temple guards who were sent by the chief priests, the scribes and the elders to arrest Jesus in Gethsemane. The soldiers mentioned here are different. These are the Roman soldiers garrisoned in Jerusalem to support Pilate's occupation of the region. The cohort, mentioned in verse 16, could have comprised as many as 600 people, but it probably means those on duty at the time. One of the features that stands out in Mark's account more vividly than in any of the other Gospels is that the soldiers mocked Jesus with everyday items. They used thorn twigs instead of a crown, a reed instead of a sceptre, and a purple robe. Matthew suggests that this was not a kingly robe, but was instead a soldier's military cloak, and given the everydayness of the other items, this makes sense. The word Mark used for clothing Jesus seems to emphasise this. The usual word for dressing is enduo, but Mark used endidusco instead, a stronger version of the same word. Some suggest that, therefore, it would be better translated as dress up. They dressed Jesus up with everyday items to make believe that he was king. Of course, the underlying irony of all this is that there could be no better symbols of Jesus' kingship than everyday items. Jesus was an everyday king. They might have thought they were dressing him up, but really they were proclaiming loud and clear who he really was.